Welcome back to the Musically Minded Mama podcast. We are at episode 74. Now, this is going to be a great episode only because it's something so simple that we can do. And as the title promised, I'm going to tell you the number one thing you need to do in order to get your kid to do whatever you want. And I'm not saying it in a manipulating, controlling way. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes we have things that kids need to do, right? Essential things. I'm talking brush your teeth, clean up your room, like, you know, those really essential things that make a good human being. And sometimes it's so hard to get them to do it. And I want to offer you a solution that I found works with my strong-willed child. And it's good to be strong-willed, don't get me wrong. You just have to, you know, mold them, not break their spirit down, but just mold them, you know, to be able to use their strong wills in a good way. So anyway, I'm going to offer you the number one solution that I have found that works. Hopefully it will work for you to get your child to do those essential things that are necessary. All right, listen in. Are you a musician mama struggling with working mom guilt? Does leaving your kids for a performance make you feel out of sync? Do you just love music and want your kids to reap the benefits of learning to play or using it to learn? In this podcast, you'll learn how to share your love of music with your kids to create a deeper connection with them, even if you don't know how to sing or play. You'll even get tips for your own musical endeavors and find ways to manage your time effectively as a musician. My mission is to help musical mamas manage their time and mindsets so that your skills and children are growing at the same time. This will ultimately create a melodious life filled with excitement that will inspire your kids. Even if you don't know how to sing or play music, there is still a way for you to share the gift of music with your kids. I am convinced that musically minded mamas should raise their voices and instruments because your God-given potential should not be wasted. Hello, I'm Joanne, a wife, mom, teacher, and daughter of the King. For years, I struggled to pursue my passion. When I became a mother, no time became my biggest excuse, and I hid my gift of music behind my gift of motherhood. I was afraid of what people would say and believed the big mom lie that I didn't deserve to take time to develop my music or share my love for it with my kids. I finally have realized that by sharing my passion for music with my kids and letting them be an inspiration to me, I am finding fulfillment. If you're ready to finally pursue your family passion by using your musical passion, you found a friend. It's time to say yes to using your love of music and connect with your kids. So warm up your voice and start practicing those skills, friend. It's time to waltz with me through all things family management, mindset, mentoring, and music. Let's make memories and music together. So, how do we get our children to do whatever it is we want? Before I get into that, I know you're waiting. I just want to thank all of my listeners once again. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for leaving your reviews. And there is one review that I'd like to share that came in pretty recently. And again, you know, by you rating and subscribing and leaving a review, it helps me know, you know, that I'm doing a great job. Helps other people find this podcast. So Katie, she said, I love Joanne's wisdom and passion for music. She has great ways to share a love of music with your kids. So inspiring. Thank you so much, Katie, for reviewing and for rating this podcast. I'm so glad that you're finding some use in it, and I appreciate you taking the time to share. So if you want to do that right now, just pause this episode, go to the bottom of if you're on Apple, go to the bottom and you'll see ratings and review, and you can write a review and let me know what you think. I truly appreciate it. That's your way of saying thank you to me. All right, so let me get into today's episode. So I was sharing in the beginning of this episode that, you know, sometimes it's hard to raise kids who are strong-willed because they don't want to do anything you say. And I found myself, you know, previously, even up until last week, because sometimes I forget that I need to do this thing, I find myself being so frustrated, like, I don't even want to say anything at this point because I've said it all, and I'm like, do this, do that, But you know, that is not resonating with strong-willed kids. You can do this, do that. No, you have to find a way to reach them. And I think I found the way. So the thing that I want to offer to you, it's actually not about music, go figure, but you can kind of tie it into music. Everything can be tied into music. So I want to tell you that the way that I believe you can get your child to do whatever you say is by a four-letter word called play. Yep, that's it. It's not anything profound. Now, if you don't know, a child's work is play, right? We hear lots of things about that. But I just want to offer you, six benefits of playing. Why do kids need to play? One benefit is it helps with them physically. So, you know, helping them with coordination, motor skills, spending their natural energy, which promotes better eating and sleeping habits. They need to play. They need to be active, be physical. Another benefit is an emotional benefit. When kids are playing, they learn to cope with emotions like fear, frustration, anger, aggression in a situation that they can control. And that's important for them, you know? And they can also practice empathy and understanding. Another benefit, social benefit, a really good one, because these days kids don't want to talk to anyone or do anything with anyone. But playing with others can help kids negotiate group dynamics, collaborate, compromise, deal with others' feelings, and share. I mean, the list goes on. Another benefit, a cognitive benefit. When they learn to think, read, remember, reason, and pay attention, they can do all of this when they're playing. Cognitive development. Creativity, one of my favorites. So by letting kids play, you allow their imaginations to run wild. They create new worlds. They form unique ideas and solutions to challenges. So a creative aspect there as well. And the last benefit, communication. Play lets kids exchange thoughts, information, or messages by speech, signals, writings, or actions. So I've just given you scientific, and I will link this website here, 6 benefits of play. And there are different types of play. Obviously, we have structured play and we have unstructured play. And I'm talking about all of them. I'm talking playing with toys, playing with board games, playing with nothing, playing with a person, imaginary play. There are benefits of it. So, play. I'm going to give you a few things to remember for each letter so you can remember if you play with them, you can get them to do anything. So, P stands for positivity. When you are playing with your child, it just brings out positive vibes. You're going to cope better with stress because you're in a playful mood. Like, remember, getting a strong-willed kid to do something can be stressful because they say no and they're like, no, I don't want to do that. Why do I need to do this? So it's going to help you cope with that stress of, okay, I have to get this kid to do something that I know is important for them. They don't want to do it. It's going to help you. It's going to bring positivity out. And when you're positive, you have a better immune system, believe it or not. So P stands for positivity. L, laugh. Laughter is so good for you. Of course, we know that, but as adults, we don't really laugh as much, right? It's good for your heart. It increases oxygen. Every time you open up your mouth to laugh, oxygen is coming in and it helps your brain. It's going to decrease the brain fog. You know, as adults, we have that, right? Can't remember stuff? Laughing is going to help with that. It's going to relieve stress and, my favorite, strengthen the bond. You get each other. It's like, oh, mommy's on my side. Oh, mommy understands me. You're going to strengthen the social bond. L is for laugh. A stands for active. Yes, we want our kids active. We want them running around. I know, not all the time, but it's going to increase their energy level, and that sounds like a bad thing as I'm letting it come out my mouth, but it's really not, because they need to get their energy levels higher so they can, and when they're more active, it just helps with, you know, making them a well-rounded child. Why? Young. As an adult, you know, we kind of forget what it was like to be young, right? And our kids are like, oh, you don't understand me. You're an adult. You're old. But no, we were once young. We were once carefree and fearless, just like our kids. And if we can go back to that, it will make a better bond between our kids and ourselves, right? So when you play, just be carefree, just be fearless, just like your kids. Kids are naturally like this. And of course, adults, we change this aspect about ourselves when we get older for some reason. I'm thinking about myself, it's probably because I'm concerned, sorry, about what people might think or what they might say about me, right? But the kids, they don't really care about that. At a certain age, they do start to care about that, but for the most part, they don't care. But playing helps bring it back out, that carefree and fearless attitude. So remember, in order to get your kids to do whatever it is you want, you need to play with them. And I'm going to give you an example of that. P is for positivity, L is for laughing, A is for active, Y is for young. Play is so important to optimal child development that it has been recognized by the United Nations High Commission for Human Rights as a right of every child. So they're saying basically every child has the right to be able to play. So at this point, if you're not playing with your kid, we might be interfering with their basic human right, according to the United Nations. Now, I know we're busy, we're tired, trust me, I'm all of the above. But if you implement it the way that I'm saying to, it's not going to be an extra thing on your list. It's just going to be natural. So, actually this morning, I told my daughter to make her bed. And you know, that's just something culturally that we say, when you wake up, make your bed. She's the one who say, why? I'm just going to get back in my bed later today. Why do I need to make it up? But I feel like it's just something that is important, okay? And you can think about whatever it is that you think is important for your child to do. It could be brushing their teeth. Yes, it's essential, very important, right? So just play when they're doing it. So here's what I did. She told me the other day, and this is where listening to your child, you know, is a benefit. So she told me the other day that one of her cousins made, it's not a gun. It's like they put their two fingers together. So it's like a peace sign, but they put the fingers together. And they put the fingers, he put his fingers on her neck. So it kind of startled her, kind of tickled her, right? And I said, did you like that? She said, well, you know, it's kind of funny. So, okay. Well, a few days later, I said, oh, I'm going to do the same thing that she just mentioned to me the other day. So when I told her to make her bed, before I told her, first of all, because I know just saying, go do this, she's like, no, I don't want to do it. Or she won't do it. That's just her. But before I did it, I got my two fingers just like she said her cousin did. And I started pointing it at her, and she was like, in her head, I could see it. What are you doing? Mommy, you're being crazy. And she just started smiling and laughing. And I was like, make up your bed with my two fingers, right? So it was almost like it was a hostage situation here. And for them, that's fun. Oh my goodness. So she was laughing, cracking up, and I said, make up your bed, right? Like a robber would do. She's like, okay, I surrender. And so she started making up the bed. And she stopped and she said, no, I'm not going to do it. She's playing back with me now. I said, make up your bed. And I kept getting closer and closer to her with my fingers. So it was so silly to me. But to her, it meant everything. And do you know that this girl made up the bed? I couldn't get her to make up that bed for nothing. But by me just doing that silly thing, play, didn't involve anything. Nothing extra. It might have taken, some minutes to stay there and make sure she did it, but less than 5 minutes and the bed was made. And I said, man, I got to do this every morning to make sure that she will do it. So it's just simple things like that. There's no rocket science to this. Anything silly, the kids will like. And how do I know this? Because I teach fourth graders. And I can be the silliest person, and they will, you know, man, Miss Johnson, you're crazy. But guess what? They are enjoying themselves. They're laughing. They are being carefree. So much positive vibes is in that room when I'm doing the crazy things that I do. And my point gets across, and they learn, and they enjoy it. And tomorrow they're like, are you going to do that silly thing again? The same thing that they're saying, oh my goodness, you're so crazy. They're asking me if I'm going to do it again. So just be creative like that, and I promise you it will benefit you, it will benefit your child, it'll benefit your relationship. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's about connecting with your kids. How important is it? Because if we don't connect with them, who is going to connect with them? They're going to go out there in the world and search for those connections that they should have created with you as a parent. And personally, I don't want that. I want them to be able to come to me and ask me anything. I want them to come to me and know that, you know, I love them unconditionally no matter what happened. I want them to know that I care about them. And saying the things doesn't matter to some kids. They like to see it. They like to feel it. So just keep those things in mind. It's so simple. The way to get your child to do anything, play. P-L-A-Y. Thank you so much for listening. I know that you already went and reviewed the podcast, but in case you didn't, pause it right now. Go down to the bottom of the podcast episode here and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. As always, have a great day, and I appreciate you, and I'll talk to you next time.
Can you do me a couple favors? Favor number one. Go to iTunes or Spotify, wherever you get your music from, and listen to a couple seconds of a song called Mama Cry, M-A-M-A Cry. It's written by my husband, Paul. And if you like it, please support us. Please purchase it. It's only a dollar. And we would really appreciate if you could do that. Favor number two. Go connect with me on Instagram at Musically Minded Mama or in our Facebook group, Musically Minded Mama. Favor number three. If this episode inspired you, encouraged you, taught you something, I would love for you to share this with someone who you know could benefit. Take a screenshot, share it in your stories, and tag me. This is the number one way you can thank me, and I'm so grateful for you, and I would love to connect with you.
Did you like my mommy's podcast? Please remember to subscribe and leave a review. My lovely mamas!
Go forth, mama. Be confident, be courageous, and be you.